what we're working to improve. YVR will continue to review our wayfinding signs to identify enhancement opportunities, such as ensuring electronic information signs feature high contrast colors and improve wayfinding for key services like animal relief areas. We will explore opportunities for general wayfinding improvements, including a leading practice review of directional arrows, maps, iconography, and fonts. We continue to seek ways to design with accessibility in mind. In particular, we plan to incorporate more sensory-friendly spaces, accessible change rooms, and measures to minimize distraction or effort of movement. We are mindful of the need for quieter spaces throughout all terminals that can be used to relieve sensory overstimulation and better support one-to-one communication needs. We recently launched one such space in the post-security area of international departures and intend to identify future locations in 2023. Once the locations are identified, we will start design plans for installation in 2024/2025. We will further engage with people with lived experience so we can assess lighting levels and other important design aspects to ensure we have the best possible design for our guests. In 2023, we added a new style of accessible charging outlets throughout our international terminal seating areas and will identify future locations for expansion in our domestic and U.S. departure areas. We are working to adapt surface areas within the airport. In particular, we have received feedback that carpeted areas impede mobility aids, create drag that requires additional effort to move suitcases, and can be visually distracting. We plan to review future flooring solutions and study or pilot a path-within-a-path design to determine the best approach to make it easier for everyone to navigate the airport. YVR will continue our plans to upgrade existing self-service bag drops in 2024 in our domestic terminal. The new style bag drop will be more accessible and easier to use for all of our guests. We will continue working with our partners, Canada Border Services Agency, CBSA, Canadian Air Transport Security Authority, CATSA, and U.S. Customs and Border Protection, USCBP, to identify opportunities to better accommodate people with disabilities when traveling through security and our borders. Working with our valued airline and agency partners, we introduced new technology, YVR Express, in 2022, which helps reduce wait times for security checkpoints and creates a more predictable experience for our guests. In 2023, we expanded the availability of this service to now include domestic departures, international departures, and United States departures. The service allows guests to schedule a specific time to enter security screening and avoid waiting in line prior to moving through security. Additionally, in 2023, we will be adding two nursing pods to the domestic terminals to meet the needs of nursing parents, making them available in all sectors. These will be available for any parents that are seeking extra privacy or space while traveling through YVR. In 2023, we will continue to engage our community to further assess the ease of use of our self-service kiosks. YVR will seek proposals for a new self-service parking kiosk in 2023, and all existing parking kiosks will be replaced in 2024. In 2023, we will complete design plans to install an additional curbside assistance call button for our U.S. departures curbside drop-off area to improve access and provide additional options for reaching our team for curbside assistance. We will continue to install automated push-button door openers on all of our existing private single-stall washrooms. This multi-year project aims to make accessing our private single-stall washrooms easier for all guests. All new washrooms incorporate a push-button door opener as part of the design requirements.